Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Happy 2017.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have sad news to report. You know, it seems every week we come on the show, you know, Rich Einacre, Art Pershing, you know, one at a time. A gold member of the range since its inception, Dave Hessen, passed away last week at 48 years old.
Wow.
Yes, great guy, great supporter of the Second Amendment, great supporter of Gun for Hire in the Woodland Park Range. And then we get more news. Last week, Lieutenant Bill Fearon of the New Jersey State Police finally lost his battle with the brain tumor he's been fighting for 2 years. And, you know, he leaves behind a wife and three kids.
Yeah, three young kids.
One in college and two younger. And yeah. Just a little backdrop before I introduce our guest on the show. About 8 or 9 years ago, I was in a gun store, and the owner of the gun store introduced me to this sergeant from the New Jersey State Police. And the guy had the haircut like a Marine, big booming chest and shit, you know, big forehead and the whole bit. And he's like, "Oh, Bill Fearon. I own a company, No Games Gear." And yeah. We started talking, and we became friends, and lo and behold, he was one of my first tactical instructors when I had Gun for Hire in the Belleville facility.
Right.
And he taught some flashlight classes and stuff, and room clearing classes back then. And then when the range opened up, Bill came in, and he wrote a lot of, and rewrote a lot of the courses and syllabuses for Gun for Hire in the Woodland Park Range.
Especially all the moving and shooting and outdoor stuff.
Yeah, and nothing was beneath Bill. He cleaned the bathrooms and everything.
Yep.
And just a great guy, always laughing, always joking. You know, he used to say there were no games on the street, and he had no games gear. And Sandy and I had him on the show the first time almost 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
In the Belleville location.
In the Belleville studio.
When he had the bug, the ballistic undergarment gear. Which
fantastic
was,
invention,
correct,
too.
Which was bulletproof inserts for the thighs because so many cops were shot in the femoral arteries because of assailants flinching when they fired or looking over the front sight.
Right.
And he worked out a bunch of deals. He tried to get licensing with 511 and a few other companies, and we went to the SHOT Show together one year, which I can't give you all the details of that until the Statue of Limitations run out. But when you're in a foreign state with a sergeant of the state police, and there really are no games on the street. And Bill really touched us, and he worked with all the staff, and he worked with Lieutenant Uzzolino, and he worked with all the other guys. You know, we have a whole new wave of instructors like Bob Prowse and Tony Bones in here now, who didn't have any exposure to Bill because about a year and a half ago, Bill started to act a little erratic, and his wife sensed something, and she tried to get him to the doctor, which is like, you know, pulling a mule up
Bill
a ladder,
right? Exactly.
And he finally went to the doctor. They thought maybe he was getting a stroke or something. And they did an MRI. And they found a mass in his head. And they did a surgery. And then they tried chemo and radiation. And then did a second surgery. But he lost the battle. And he was just a great guy. I have a lot of memories laughing and joking. We butt heads a few times, too. But that's normal.
Yeah, sure. Typical.
Yeah, it's normal. And he used to go around the state. He used to teach at Seagirt. He wasn't just a sergeant. By the way, they made him lieutenant a few months before his passing. He was in line to become a lieutenant, which I guess will probably hopefully help his wife with
pension.
Yeah, there is a page, a Bill Fearon GoFundMe page, if anybody would like to open your hearts and your pocketbooks up a little bit. But Bill used to go around the state and teach active shooter programs in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
He met with Governor Christie's people a few times, and they picked up his training. He taught down in Seagirt. I got pulled over by a state trooper on Route 80 one night, and I handed them the Bill Fearon family car. And he's like, "How do you know Bill?" I'm like, "Bill works for me." He's like, "No way." He goes, "I went through the academy in Seagirt with him." He goes, "I'm not giving you a ticket because I don't want to deal with him." I'm like, "Okay. Thank you, officer. Have a nice day."
And every trooper in the state had to go through Bill for qualification.
Correct.
Everybody knew Bill.
And he had some great stories. He really did. He had some great stories. He was on site for a lot of shootings. And they believe that the disease he got was from September 11th because he was down there for about 4 months breathing all of that stuff in.
Yeah.
My condolences to the Fearon family. And Bill, I know he's up there telling people right now to stay dangerous and there's no games on the street and all the other little Fearonisms that we dealt with over time. I guess this is what happens as a company gets older, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
September will have been 25 years that I incorporated Firearms Training Center, which morphed into Gun for Hire, which is hosted in here in Woodland Park Range, et cetera, et cetera. So it's amazing in 25 years, but this is a big one who was a part of the Gun for Hire family. Everybody who passed, obviously, was a part of the Gun for Hire family, but spent a lot of time with Bill.
Yeah.
So my condolences again, and I know a lot of you out there knew Bill well, got your asses kicked by Bill. You know, we did a Camp 50 here once where everybody slept overnight, two nights in a row.
Bill
in
had
the
classroom.
Yeah. We had the students run through fire hoses in the water. It was in the winter. And then we let them sleep for 15 minutes, wake them up, have them shoot drills, moving and shooting drills. And we called it Camp 50. And it was his concoction, you know. And if I had to run that course through our insurance underwriters,
we
never would have done it.
That's
so
for sure.
Yeah. So he knew no limitations, and he fought it hard. And I'll tell you what, he was positive right up until the end.
Yes,
that he said he was going to just keep fighting. And again, my hearts and prayers go out to Bill Fearon.
For 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com. Last night I was a happy man. Look at the way I feel right.
Is that Don Henley?
No.
Oh, because Don Henley's a super douche. Listen, by the way, kudos to Governor Christie. He had the flags fly at half staff across the state in honor of Bill Fearon.
He
by
did?
The way. Yes, he did. He put an executive order to have the flags half staff for one day for Fearon for his burial on Saturday. Wow. So thank you, Governor, for that. Okay, so this segment is brought to you by somebody.
One good thing he's done. And
exactly. This is brought to you by Gunsitters. Gunsitters.com and Weapons Guard is on 831 Route 10 East in Whippany. They're below the Pancake House and the I Place. I just had a customer come
Who
in
cares
yesterday.
About the I Place?
Yeah, I just had a customer come in yesterday. And him and his wife are having marital problems, and he put all his guns. He went up there and he saw Eric, and he put all his guns up there. He had six firearms. He put them all in there because he's been listening to the show. Eric said he's been getting a lot of play. People have been coming to check out their gun inventory and everything. Gunsitters.com also has a military division called Weapons Guard. If you're in the military and you're being transferred, deployed, or whatever, you can leave your guns with them for free.
Wow.
Until you come back, okay?
And they pay for it.
Yes. So check out Gunsitters.com. They're going to be back on the show soon to talk about some more developments. But if anything's going on in your life, if you're moving, you're selling your house, you know, for you snowbirds out there, if you're going to Florida or New Mexico for 6 months out of the year and you have a couple guns, drop them off at Gunsitters.
Absolutely.
Don't leave them at
sure.
the house.
Yeah, why? Why would you want to leave the house?
And drop them off and have the guys have them clean them and oil them the day before you're going to pick them up. And then you can shoot them again. So gunsitters.com on Route 10 East.
It's worth it just to get them cleaned.
Exactly. So Scott Schneier, is that how I pronounce your name last right?
Schneier.
I hate that. Scott Schneier. Scott S.
Did you
S.
really expect him to get okay. your name right?
You know, you have to understand. I've been mentioning to my wife. I said, look, Aunt doesn't know how to say my last name. And I don't want to bring it up to him.
So well, say
there
it again.
It is. It's just
Scott Schneier.
Schneier.
I have a...
Rhymes with hire.
I have a half-sister. She was very dramatic. She said yes. It rhymes with fire.
With fire.
Scott Fire.
Scott Schneier rhymes with fire.
Scott Schfire is on the show. And let me tell you something about Scott. About 7 years ago, Scott became a Gun for Hire alumni in Belleville and then took some classes in Cedar Grove. And in its infancy of growth, when money is tight and there's no infrastructure, he sends me this eloquent email and he volunteers his services for free.
Schmuck.
To further the Second Amendment cause and to help Gun for Hire in what we do and what we represent. Did I hit that right, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, meeting you and meeting Jimmy and just the whole organization, everyone was fantastic. And I grew up shooting with my father, but as an adult, and my father doesn't live anywhere around here, I didn't have any sort of resource. Where could I go to learn more? Where could I go to just do anything? I used to go to Greeley's and shoot. And
me
that, you
too.
Know, that place closed down. So just meeting you and your enthusiasm for the shooting sports and safety, and Jimmy was an instructor I had. To be frank, it was really funny. My friend Ed wanted to get a gun. And I said, I looked online and I found Gun for Hire's website. And it was nothing like it is now. And I said, oh, these people, they look like they might know what they're doing. Why don't you give them a call? About a week or two later, he says to me, oh, yeah, I went to the training. It was great. And I got my Florida non-resident CCW. And I said, what? And I said, you can get what? Where? And so I said, I have to get one. And never used it. I have it. I have my Utah, but
that's a guy thing. And we don't have to use it. We have to have it.
We have to have it. Right. So that I came down. I'm like, I'm sure I'll learn something. And Jimmy was the instructor. It was great. And of course, meet Aunt. And you know, you were just so open and friendly and customer service oriented. I was like, wow, this guy has a great business model. I mean, I don't. They seem to know what they're doing when it comes to shooting, at least that I can tell. But on top of that, just the way that you treat everybody like family, I'm like, this guy's great. And so, yeah, I volunteered if I could help out in any way with regards to technology. I wanted to help.
So Scott at the time was a guru at TechServe in Manhattan, which has since closed down. It was a 24-hour support repair retail place that I went before I knew him years ago with a laptop that the hard drive pooped on. And Matt and I went like 8 o'clock at night, and it looked like it was 4 in the afternoon
Exactly. It is Manhattan, yeah.
So Scott is also a Mac guru as well as all his other talents. So I did use him. Okay, and then we gave him a free membership to the range, and then lo and behold, as the business started to grow, he now works for us as a contractor, I would say, at this point.
And he also is the guy behind who takes the broadcast feed and puts it out on the podcast for you guys.
Jose's gone. We had Jose deported back to Mexico, even though
he's Puerto Rican
and he was born in Pennsylvania. So he's still trying to get back.
He's going
to
appreciate that.
But in keeping it in the family, what happens is people like Walter Haas call me up and go, looking for an IT guy. My system's screwed. Oh, I got a guy for you, right? I pimped you out. He ended up getting more work. So I said, let's have Scott on the show to talk because he's done so much for us analytical-wise. And the back-end stuff that I don't understand, he's taken it 50 notches up. I get a crazy delusional idea, and then I just give it to him and say, make it happen. Yeah. And then he asked me questions. I'm like, stop asking me questions.
Just do it.
I initiate it. That's enough. I want to see a finished product now. What the hell do you want to ask me questions for? You know, and he has these insignificant questions like budget, you know, colors. What a pain in the ass.
How do you want it to work?
Exactly. Listen, I read an article.
I was on an airplane the other day.
Yeah.
And I read this article about what NASA's doing with this shit, I want this done.
I mean, you got to meet Scott. He's a big guy. He's a tall guy. So the look of his face is a cross between I'll help, aghast, and scared shit, you know? Am I right or wrong, though?
Sure.
Come on. You can tell the truth.
No, look, I want to help. I mean, the fact that I'm in a service industry, you know, I try to listen to the customer's needs and try to come up with a solution that's right for you.
No matter how crazy they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my place to say how crazy it is, but just to explain what the hurdles are in getting it accomplished.
You know, 70% of our traffic comes from mobile devices where people visit us. So we redesigned a new site. Matt handled the art, and he handled all the back-end stuff. In the past, I used to give everything to Matt, who was artistic, and he would drag his feet because he doesn't understand architecture?
Design. Oh, the back-end architecture. Back office.
So we're going to talk to you more, Scott, and you can be honest, Scott. I won't hold it against you until Monday.
Yeah. Be careful, Scott.
For many people walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have 3 times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Let's start the new year right.
That's the dusty Bing Crosby.
Another douche.
Another douche?
Yeah.
You don't like Bing Crosby? Okay, we're back.
Okay, this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com is owned by Ron Sousa. They have two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one in Montville. Private offices, answering machines, receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms. They have a kitchen. They have all kinds of multimedia devices, including a receptionist. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional environment and get out of your mom's basement, your dad's attic, your aunt's van. Whatever the hell you're working
out or the
out
damn
of.
UPS store, for God's sakes. That's not
loser.
A good. That's not a good address to have in a mall.
No, loser. So, Scott, you paid for your gold membership the first year?
Yes,
damn.
I did.
Damn. He slipped through. We needed the money then. We were just opening.
Yeah.
He's not allowed now. Scott, what is the name of your company?
Extensible Consulting, and it's a lot easier to spell than it sounds.
What's the website? That's easier.
No, it's not. It's because it's the same thing. extensibleconsulting.com.
You could learn something from me.
Look, I'm an IT person, all right? I'm not a marketing person.
And, I know, but see, only IT persons are going to remember extensible consultant. Okay?
Do you know how hard I had to
labor
for that?
I'm looking at Anthony when you're saying it's easier to spell than it looks.
It is.
I'm like, yeah, okay. You never tested this theory, Anthony.
Spell it for me.
Extensible. And then consulting.
The real question would have been, Anthony, spell extensible consulting.
It's easier for me to spell. I don't
and
have to.
And then by every iteration that he comes up with.
I want.
How many Gun for Hire iterations do you own? Like a billion?
With GoDaddy, a couple of hundred.
Yeah.
I own about 500 domains altogether.
Because everybody wants to pronounce it Guns for Hire.
I have GUNZ, GUNS. I have the number 2, et cetera, et cetera. We also own Guntry Club.
Yep.
And a bunch of other ones that
you
people
were,
would love to
You were the first
to
one to buy Guntry.
I jumped all over that. Yeah. So the reason I wanted Scott on the show was because we like to keep everything in the family, and he's been so helpful to us. So extensibleconsulting.com.
Yes.
If anybody out there is pro 2A, like Ron at Liberty Office Suites or Roger Garrett with Purely Water, if you need anything done, and you know he doesn't do it all, but he knows where to get the info.
Yeah, if he doesn't know it, he knows the guy who's a dude.
Listen, I was concerned about our analytics and stuff and how our pages show up on web searches. He hooked us up with a guy, Lewis. Holy moly. Our bounce rate went from like 70% to under 3%.
Nice.
Am I right?
Yeah.
We are under. He got rid of dead pages, proper wording, placement of pages. So, right? I mean, our organic searches have blown up. Because let's face it, guys and girls, everybody listening out there, if you don't have a good presence on the web, you might as well shut your business
down.
Yeah,
absolutely.
When's the last time anybody here cracked open a phone book?
They have them? Do they still have phone books?
ExtensibleConsulting.com. Now, I got good news for you guys. Newark, buy property.
Yeah.
Crime went down 10% across the board.
Okay? No way.
It's the lowest it's been in 50 years, Scott. Okay. The lowest it's been since 1967.
Man, that's amazing what you can do if you just reclassify crimes.
Well, we know that. assaults went from 1,120 to 1,020. Okay. Car thefts went down from 2,500 to 2,100.
Wow.
Okay? Murders went from 103 murders last year to only 93.
Oh, my God, that is just an incredible.
Okay.
Hey, I'm moving there, baby.
Only 93.
That's all.
Rapes stood the same.
Well,
they're working
on that. You need something to do, yeah.
Robbery went down 23%. Theft went down 9%. And car robberies went down 3%. I mean, holy moly. I've been holding off, but I think now I'm just going to have to buy some property down there.
Time to buy.
What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, no.
No?
I wonder how much it has to be that less people are going to Newark, so the crime rate drops.
The murder rate's been so high that there have been less people now in Newark just generally.
You okay, know, and over the holiday weekend,
yeah.
Christmas weekend, yes. In Chicago, 430 shootings, 12 people dead.
Wow.
But guess what? Chicago's not doing too bad.
No.
There's been 753 homicides this year.
That's not bad.
Could you imagine? Listen, you want to talk about atrocious. You want to talk about atrocious.
But Rahm Emanuel keeps getting voted in. You mean he's not doing a good
job? They're going to continue. To vote them in.
Well, it's like Mayor Moonbeam over in New York City is, defending his rights and all the other wonderful things he's done. So he says, but the homeless rate goes up for the super lib. I don't get it.
Unbelievable. Big Bird de Blasio's not doing too good. He's no. under a lot of investigations shit right now. And Bruiser Bo Deedle is going to run against him on a Democratic ticket.
Is he really?
Yeah, Dems, Does, D's, and D's are going to run vote for me. Whenever he's on Fox News, I'm like, what the F? What the F?
I mean, he's got an accent we can't understand.
I don't know, but like a little punch drunk. He's probably going to hear us and come beat me up, by the way.
Bo?
You know, I got to talk a little bit. We got Scott in here. We know all the snowflakes come out of the hotbed of liberalism in the colleges and stuff. Did you know George Washington University, if you want to be a history major, U.S. history is not a required course?
Well, that's pretty good. So so if you're teaching U.S. history.
No, to be a history major.
Just a history major.
World history. You want to be a history major.
Well, why would you want
to study? I'm in an American school.
Yeah.
And I'm a history major,
but it is,
and they removed last year the requirement for American history.
Now, because, why would a school named George Washington
University
teach American history? What is wrong with you?
Are we headed down the drain? Like, I can hear
headed?
It. You know what I mean? Like, I can hear it.
The swirling around.
Seriously, Scott, you're college educated. Could you imagine? Now, what year did you graduate college?
Oh, now you're going to date me.
That's
1993.
You're not that old, 93.
I got
shoes from 64 like Sandy, that would be different, okay? And that was 9 years of college down the drain for Sandy.
Right,
he went in 55
Unbelievable.
And got out in 64, right after Korea.
Right after Korea.
He did
two tours in Korea. Always in the MASH unit in Korea.
You know, it's atrocious when you think about it that you're trying to take a country that in 250 years has gone where no other country has ever gone.
And taken the rest of the world with it.
Yes. And now we have to apologize for everything.
Yes.
I mean, it wasn't like that when you graduated in 93. I mean, it was liberal, obviously, as a follow-over from the 60s, but it wasn't. Did you have safe spaces when you graduated in 94?
No.
Okay. Were all your professors left-leaning or no?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But I found as funny as certain decisions the university would make. For instance, I went to University of Rochester, and it's right on the Genesee River. So they built a footbridge that went across the river because they were going to develop what was called the 19th Ward and make that a college town area. And nobody at the university wanted that. Other than the administration or the board.
Well, the footbridge made it easier for the people from the 19th Ward to walk over and rob and murder and rape.
Yeah, that's what happened. So crime went up. I mean, professors would be riding their bikes with their family over the bridge. They get punched in the face. Their bike's stolen. And so after they – and another thing that we got a kick out of is that we used to play a lot of intramural football. And we had friends who had the keys to the lights to the stadium so we could play out at the stadium and we'd get yelled at. Once this footbridge went up and crime went up, they kept the lights on 24/7.
Nice.
So the bills – the power went way up. And we would get in trouble just for playing a little – snow football, but apparently it's a lot nicer now. They actually, it took a long time for them to develop that college town, but they got around to it.
He just pitched University of Rochester.
University of Rochester,
his own website,
$1,000.
So, couple of things. You know, when George W. Bush was taking over the White House, the Clinton administration trashed the White House. They stole shit. They popped the letter W out of all the computer keys.
Yep, keyboards.
You know, so you couldn't write George W. Bush, you know, instead of George, his dad, George H. Bush or whatever. Well, Obama, who for 8 years, if I could describe Obama's leadership in 8 years in one word, flaccid. Would you agree?
That's perfect.
Would you agree, Scott?
Absolutely.
Scott's like, we didn't say your. Oh, yeah, we did say your last name. Flaccid. So now what he's going to do?
Scott's
got
to worry about clients.
So now what he's going to do is going to put up roadblocks, and he's going to create problems so that Trump can't come in and hit the ground running. So he has to undo shit. You know, you're a big fan of Teddy Roosevelt over there. I know. F you, Steve Elbert. Did you see he created two national monuments in the Midwest yesterday?
Obama.
13 million acres. Made it federal land. Ranchers living on them and everything. It's done. It's 1.3 million acres. It's done.
Nice.
Chaffetz was on and everything. This is incorrigible because we never even discussed this. The environmentalists got to Obama and he made them national monuments, 1.3 million acres. That's going to disrupt the entire ecosystem. He did it too so they can't drill because God forbid we're not dependent on people who hate us.
Right.
God forbid.
Who are blowing us up.
So that was a parting shot by our flaccid president. Okay.
Well, he became erect toward the end of the...
Well, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be a smooth transition of power. He's doing these spiteful things.
Get ready for 8 years of this.
They're going to be sticking and poking him for 8 years.
Look at a CNN feed. All you see is just, it looks like clickbait now. All it does is look like clickbait. You know, if Trump says something to this, Trump says something to that.
He's on his last vacation. If 8 years, over $100 million his vacation cost us taxpayers.
Sweet. Hey,
all right, Wheezy, moving on up.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Boom, boom.
You always do that to me. Just
Bono, we go quadruple douche. Okay. Bono, another hubris bastard. Anyway.
But tell us how you really feel.
Donate 90% of your money to the African causes. Stop trying to squeeze it from us working people.
Right.
Orange glass wearing douche. Anyway, this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County
Did you
Line,
have another one of those Red Bulls before you came in here?
County Line, I worked out. I worked my ass off this morning.
I can tell.
My body fat is 17%. It was 60% 3 years ago. Okay? 60%.
Oh.
I can do 50 push-ups.
Really?
Yes.
In a row?
In a row. In a row. All right? Not bad, huh?
Not bad.
Going to be 56 years old, 245 pounds, with a 35 waist and a 52-inch chest.
Yeah, see that?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Anyway.
Okay.
CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com.
Take the caffeine away from him, please.
No. CountyLineFirearmsNJ is also on Route 10 East, but in East Hanover, across street from the Best Buy. It's in the same building as a check cashing place. Check out Carlos Negron. Sherry from the Saw Group works there part-time. Go and check them out. Check out their website. They also have a Facebook page. Carlos is doing a lot of custom work. It's a little boutique-y place. I've been getting nothing but positive emails from customers that have been going that we referred to County Line. And you know me, I like to keep it in the family. So, talking about douches and flaccid, for 40... Well, you know, how many years have I been talking about pushing the UN into the East River?
Oh, forever.
Okay, forever, right?
Forever.
Well, I hate the UN. And I also said if there was ever uprising and they sent the UN peacekeepers here, how many times have I said aim for the blue helmet?
Right.
Okay. All right. I have no use for
them. We did have a blue helmet.
Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole it?
Somebody stole the blue helmet during an open house here. Yes. Here's what happens. For the past 40 years, Israel's been getting nothing but shit from the UN. All right? The UN has 192 member nations. 28% of the UN's budget is funded by the United States.
Oh.
$2.4 billion a year. On top of that, the United States pays 50% of the administrative fees of the UN at $600 million a year.
How nice is that?
So we pay $3 billion a year. What I say is push it in the river. Give me the cult python with the knot, okay?
Right.
I will sawzall the knot off. I will use it for a landmark for the new edition, the gun, the python. And Tony Parise volunteered to take the knot because brass is selling for $1.80 a pound right now in scrap. And that's a huge knot.
That's a huge knot, yeah.
So he can take that. The UN is a waste. Trump has tweeted that it's just a boys' club to have fun. They don't do shit.
No.
Every dollar that hits the UN, probably 6 cents trickles down to actually helping
if
people.
That every, you know, you've got every potentate in the world tapping into that source.
So Israel has been building in what they call disputed areas, all right? But Israel won that area in a war of aggression.
What the hell is disputed about? Well, we want to roll it back pre-67, but what's disputed about Israel? The areas that they occupied, they've occupied for 3,000 years.
Correct.
So I don't understand.
Well, so the United States, the UN voted, and the U.S. has always vetoed it. This time they abstained,
right,
and the vote went through. So Israel is going to get hit with all kinds of hard sanctions. Now, Trump can't come in and do anything about it, but what Trump can do is come in and say, I'm cutting the $3 billion a year funding.
Or I'm pulling out
Congress
of the UN.
Say, well, if we pull out of the UN, they should build a new one in Saudi Arabia or
right,
something.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Okay,
why
they
not?
Should build it somewhere else. But here's the problem I have. If you look at the Middle East, all right, imagine the Middle East is a football field, Scott, right? And then you take a football and lay it in the 50-yard line. That's the size of Israel in proportion to the entire Middle East.
Surrounded by enemies.
Correct. And a sliver of that is the land that's in dispute. And they all want us to believe that if Israel gives up a slight sliver, that's going to create peace in the Middle East. But here's the problem I have with our flaccid in chief. Israel is the only true democracy in the Middle East.
You're absolutely right.
Israel is our only tried and true ally in the Middle East, and he just screwed them. And for the past 8 years, Obama has been getting unwavering, unfettered respect and support from the Jewish community in this country.
That's
Would you
the
agree,
problem.
Scott? You read a lot.
But let me tell you something about the Jewish community in the city of New York is so far divorced from Israel. They're extremely liberal. You watch a conversation between someone who is from Israel, a true Israeli, and a person, just say from the from Brooklyn, debate any particular political issue, and you wouldn't even know they were on the same side.
For lack of a better term, this is what we consider the liberal New York City Jews, because the range here, we get tons of Orthodox and Hasidic.
Yeah, exactly. Well, totally different story.
Correct. Those are conservative. Those people are fighting hard
to
keep
Israel.
The gun
rabbi is a conservative.
Correct.
Rabbi.
Correct. You know, even liberal lawyer, Jew, professor Alan Dershowitz is abhorred by this abstention by the U.S., Even Chuck Schumer is pissed off.
Which is unusual for Chuck Schumer.
And then Ketchupstein, what's his name? Frankenstein, John Curry, right? He comes out,
Ketchupstein.
He gives an hour speech chastising... chastising Israel.
Yes.
Again, our only ally. If we were having a skirmish in the Middle East right now, there's only one country that would let us use their airstrips without question.
Right.
And that would be Israel.
Everybody else wouldn't allow us to fly over their airspace.
Correct.
Including Kuwait.
Correct.
Who we defend. Yeah.
Yeah. So they can all stick it, as far as I'm concerned. And so they're pushing them about this disputed settlements, this shit, that shit, the other thing. So I say... push the UN into the East River. Let's make a nice park for people.
That should be our New Year's resolution. We should get T-shirts printed up that say push the UN into the East River.
I got dibs on the cult python the front lawn. Okay?
I'll help you carry it.
It would, you know what? We're going to have a little park with the range expansion here. We're doing a whole streetscape.
Are you going to have a little park?
Yeah, we're doing a streetscape. And in one corner of the property, we're going to have a little park. And what I was going to do is we were going to put a monument to dedicate fallen, like maybe military from the town of Woodland Park. You know, a nice stone or something. Maybe a reflecting pool. I don't know. It's going to happen in a year or two. But I have no problem putting that big monster python out there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Wouldn't that really be cool?
Why don't we just go get it?
I'm in. I'm in. So
we remember
gonna,
the old days. We would have just gone get it.
Denali. No one will notice.
Charlie's Dooley, the 3500 Dooley wrapped gun for hire.
Right.
We might need something bigger. Have you ever walked past it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
Yeah, it's very big.
The UN, the Rockefellers own the land that the UN's on, and they lease it to the UN for $1 a year.
A dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they also have a location in Switzerland.
There you go.
There you go.
Keep them there. Just move it over there. They don't pay for their tickets. They shit all over our country. 192 member nation. They're constantly attacking Israel.
But they all want to be here.
Yeah, but they all want to be here. All right? Get out. Get out and stay out.
When the UN is in session, we can't even cross over the city of Manhattan.
Correct. Correct.
What a waste of bureaucracy.
And Trump came out and said, it's just a club. It cost us taxpayers $3 billion a year. We pay the lion's share of the United Nations, okay?
Yeah, let's not forget that part about the taxpayers paying it. Everybody likes to refer to government money. Well, the government pays for
it. It's our money.
You have to understand that it is confiscated from us pretty much by the barrel of a gun. Don't pay your taxes and see what happens.
This also plays into my theory that someday Obama's going to be UN Secretary General.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guarantee that.
Okay.
Oh,
this plays into it.
You said
I'm telling you. I've said it 5-6 years ago.
Yeah,
he's got the funny name and everything.
Right, he's got the whole deal.
Buck Yuck Duck Coom Duck To Kim Ching Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, there you go. Fit, right?
That must be a requirement to be Secretary
General. You got to have a funny name.
You have to have a really bizarre
name. That one drew laughter from even outside the studio.
But yeah, I've said that he's had, you know, he's the Nobel Peace Prize winner, President of the United States, and he's eventually going to be President of the world with UN Secretary General. Listen, the UN peacekeeping forces, how many times have they caught the peacekeeping forces raping, pillaging, and also stealing vital supplies and selling them on the black market.
And running the other way.
Correct. We've created a bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be in charge of doling out food and water, and they sell it to the warlords in the African countries and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit. Right. And you know what? I'm hoping that Trump, in his, you know, infinite craziness, says, I don't want to fund it anymore. And you know what? The climate right now, we have some of the Jewish politicians like Schumer behind this. This could really happen. I can't believe. I was in shock. I couldn't believe that we're alienating Israel. I'm like, wait a minute. It's the only democracy. The only ones that have been.
Don't you remember the first few weeks in office, the bust of Winston Churchill automatically left the White
House? Well, because he doesn't like the whole imperialistic thing.
Exactly.
True. You know.
So piss off England. That was the first executive decision he made.
And Netanyahu and Obama have had no relationship in the past eight years. That's no secret.
No.
Okay. But now it's all coming out. And
nothing but disdain for the
correct. And then Obama came out this week and said that if he ran for a third term, he would have won. Talk about delusional.
Well, I mean, just fade off into the distance at this point. You lost. They just cannot get over the fact that they lost. You know, it's just a Look, I don't want to be in a position to have to defend Donald Trump, but...
I have no choice at this point, though, because I'm tired of the status quo.
Right.
And I'm glad that we do have somebody like Trump coming in that's saying the things that I'm thinking.
I just hope that he follows through with what he says.
I think he can follow through with 90% of what he says, but he's going to have a problem getting it through McConnell, Ryan, McCain, and a bunch of old stalwarts that have been there forever.
They don't want to lose their power.
Because they could say outwardly they want to support him, but when their special interests call up, they're going to have to come up with an excuse not to support him.
Right, backdoor deals. It's always the way that game's been played. It's played like that in Trenton. That'll never change. Coming back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
You never should have told me.
All right.
All right, real quick. Scott, what was the name of your company again?
I have to laugh because of what we said at the break. Extensibleconsulting.com.
How do you spell it?
E-X-T-E-N-S-I-B-L-E. CONSULTING.com or just email Anthony at Gun for Hire. He will forward,
I'll forward it
to me.
Anthony at Gun for Hire. If you're looking to have anything done.
Doesn't Scott have a Scott at Gun for Hire?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Scott at Gun for Hire.
If he wanted to break my chops.
I know.
It's two T's, Scott at Gun for Hire. You know, I referred Scott to my trainer and he couldn't help him and he referred him to somebody. And for a couple thousand dollars, my trainer, GT Fitness, his hits on his website have gone up like 800% and he's gotten so many new clients and everything.
Look, let's be fair. It wasn't that I couldn't help him. The help he needed was in regards to search engine optimization, so I put the right person.
It wasn't your expertise.
Correct.
But you knew where to go.
Absolutely.
And that's all I care about.
And Sandy, I got to say, the post-production on this show is fantastic because...
Yeah, you do it.
No. I don't do the post-production, but I'm normally here when you're doing the show to make sure if there are any technical issues I can help, and I normally sit in the back office, and I hear Anthony yelling every week, and I'm wondering, wow, but I don't hear that yelling during the show.
It's funny.
Post-production is awesome.
Some bitches. Just to give you guys an idea, I talked about this last week, but there's 103.
That is our crew in Bordentown.
Yes. There's 103 vacancies, judicial vacancies, that are all spinning the wheels right now that Trump is going to have his hand in.
Yeah. What did Obama have, like 50 or so?
Yeah, but he has 103 right now from Scalia down. And let me
and
tell
you
something.
And they're saying all the senior people and all the bureaucrat organizations are running, and they're going to leave now because Trump is president and they're abstaining. Good for
them.
Good. Good.
Let
leave.
Him go.
Bye.
All right, so listen to this, guys. As part of our society, and there's so much polarization in our society, and there's so many people pissed off about everything, and so many people hurting for money, over the Christmas break, we've seen an unprecedented amount of violence in malls.
Oh, yeah.
Stabbings, fist fightings,
It's a degradation. And we've talked about this for how long? I mean, we've been on the air for 6 years. We've been talking about this every single year, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. It is just a degradation of society, and it kind of shows where we are right now.
So I wanted to just take a minute to talk about that. Now, I'm very fortunate. I do all my shopping on online, which 99.9%. Although I love to shop, I've been told I have a black belt in shopping, which is not a bad thing. But let me tell you something. Think about your actions when you go to the mall. Think about when you go to the mall. You know, we've talked about civilian response to an active shooter. If there's an active shooter or something going on in a mall, first thing you should do is find cover. Concealment is okay. Concealment is hiding behind a rack of dresses. Cover is hiding behind a cement wall.
Right.
Because cover will stop a bullet. Concealment will not. The next thing you should do is you should put your phone on silent. Because if you're hiding and an active shooter or a bad guy walks by and your Mickey Mouse ringtone goes off, now you're not concealed anymore.
Now, did you see a lot of those videos being posted on YouTube and Facebook and whatever of all those mall incidents? What were the idiots doing? They were literally running toward the danger.
Videotaping it. You're an idiot.
Yes.
You're an idiot. Grab your loved ones and head to a safe area, safe location.
Right.
The best way to do it would be to exit. But if the hallway is very long, then go into a store.
And go out the back.
Go into a store. Go out in the back. Go hide behind a counter.
Right.
Listen, I don't give a shit what they say. Sir, no customers want to be out this. That's what they're going to say. Okay? I'm leaving. Okay? I'll drag you with me, okay? You little pencil neck geek.
Run into the gap.
Okay, see ya. What a kid named Tanner is waiting for me. Okay?
Poor Scott.
Okay. He's going to try to stop me.
Scott's not here. He had to step outside. He's not part of this.
Listen, Tanner. There's an active shooter in a mall. I'm going out the back door. If you want to be safe, grab your purse and follow me.
Let me tell you, half his customers are probably named Tanner and Brandon. So.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
But I don't think they're listening.
They're not listening.
I think it's safe.
Okay.
You know.
Wait, who haven't we insulted yet? This is the first day of the new year. We have to cover every base.
You think?
Yes, absolutely. So why start off this year differently than the rest?
If you have to go to a mall, don't. But if you really, really have to go, what I do is, because we have computers today, I look online and go, okay, I need to go to, I'm just going to say, I need to go to Spencer's Gift, whatever. What I'll do is I'll look at the layout of the mall, and I'll say, okay, if I park outside the Sears by the Garden Center, I can walk right through and then make a right into the mezzanine area of the mall or the atrium area, and there's the Spencer's, and then I can walk right out.
Okay,
so I kind of try to park.
Two stores that barely exist.
But I'm just using those because that's all I know.
I know. I was gonna say, you just dated yourself. Walk through the Sears into the Spencer's
Gifts.
There's still a Sears, no?
And there's still a Spencer's Gifts, yeah.
So
strangely enough.
You know,
not enough lava lamps being sold in the world.
You know, but that's what I do, and I try to plan that way. This way I know where my car is, okay? We've talked about this last week, too. If you're with family members, say, let's have a rendezvous point, okay? If something should happen, we could separate or something, let's meet over here. Let's meet by the car. You know, the Sears over here used to have a garden center. That would be a great place to meet because it was outside.
Right.
You know,
and it's usually
mean?
Not too well traveled.
Exactly. And if you were to hide behind a couple of those, you know, where they have the burlap bag tree roots or something, that's great cover, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's what I would do. But you have to be extra vigilant, extra careful. For you people that with our families and stuff, if you're the alpha male or you're the alpha female, sit with your back to the door. Don't sit with your back to the door. Sit with your back against the booth or something, watching the door, watching the comings and going on the place. Have your head on the swivel all the time.
Yeah.
Watch for stuff that doesn't look right. Okay, it's difficult. Listen, it's just a matter of time that more and more stuff's going to happen. And this violence, don't stick around to videotape it. Like Sandy says, get the hell out. Yeah. Get the hell out
go
and
the
find
other way.
Safety.
How ridiculous.
All right, throat punch Tanner and go out the back door. Right. Abercrombie and Fitch. I got one right, right? Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
Is that a store?
Yes, but isn't it better to let those people shoot the video because they're the ones that are going to get in the way? Of
right, that's there's your cover.
Yeah, your cover.
There's some extra.
It's like zombies. I don't have to be faster than everyone. That's I just have to be faster than you.
That's it'll probably take three Tanners to cover one Anthony.
Probably,
though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Although, you know, I mean, you can move a lot faster now. So
yeah, but still.
You make a good point because every store that is in that mall has to have a back entrance.
Yes.
There has to be an egress to something. And it's probably a back hidden, you know, hallway that leads to the garbage.
And, you know, they have the push bar that says if you hit it, the alarm will go off. Beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm out.
Yep. Right. Exactly.
I'm making an exit.
Yes.
Okay. So. Here's a good one. Bill Peru, who's a member of us, he said, I want to tell you about a recent experience he had at the Willowbrook Mall in Wayne. I was shopping with my wife recently and noticed a few stores having no firearms permitted signs posted at the entrance.
In New Jersey?
Yeah. He goes, I found this funny since no one can carry in New Jersey. No, there's like 11 people. I walked away from the stores thinking, well, they just lost my business. Then I decided to make a point. I went back to one of the stores and walked in as if I was a shopper. I went around the store taking items off the racks as if I was shopping. This caught the attention of one of the employees. So this young lady approached me and asked if I needed help. So I said yes. We continued around the store shopping for items until I had about $300 worth of stuff. Okay? And then I went my way to the front door, and he looked at the sign, pretending it was the first time I saw it. And I said to the employee, you don't allow firearms in here? Her response was no, company policy. So I shook my head, put the items on a display, and walked out. We can ban stores that are gun-free, but they won't think it will hurt them. I truly believe doing this will make the company aware that potential money they just lost. He wrote, why does our government force a business to go against its religious beliefs, a bakery that has forced to bake same-sex couple wedding example, but allows businesses to infringe on the people's right to bear arms? Great range. I have brought my daughter and nephew there. Thank you, Bill Peru. Bill, I think that's great what you're doing.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's a double standard here. Mm-hmm. Like the college professor that was berating Ivanka Trump on the flight,
right.
Him and his gay partner, we're supposed to accept that, which I do. We have to bake a cake for them, even if it's against our religion. But you can berate somebody. Or call he had a Bush Dole shirt on. And he posted on Twitter years ago that was hate speech. Somebody was wearing a Bush Dole shirt in front of him, and that's hate speech.
Now, what if someone were to turn the tables on everybody who thinks it's mean to, you know, don't be mean. That's their whole, they wear T-shirts, they have bumper stickers, mean people suck, don't be mean. Being mean is the worst thing in the world. They've never been around here. And,
yes.
And yet, if you were to give them the same treatment, how would they like it? How would he and his partner like it if someone berated them on an airplane for no reason whatsoever? I mean, here's a woman who is just happens to be the daughter of somebody who ran for president. She's not part of the administration. I don't think it's fair to bring family into that.
No.
The strangest part of that story was that she was flying commercial. I didn't expect to see that.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
exactly. They own their own plane, but yeah, she's flying
they
commercial.
Don't.
They don't.
Trump
know.
Does. Jared yes. Kushner does it.
Right.
And they were flying JetBlue, the upgraded JetBlue, you know. But so what? 12-hour flight, they're comfortable seats. But now they can't because of the tolerant left. Excuse me, the intolerant left.
Yeah.
Scott, what's your website again?
ExtensibleConsulting.com or just email anthony@gunforhire.com.
You sure?
I would rather say just email anthony@gunforhire.com. Actually, scott@gunforhire.com, right?
That works, too.
That
Absolutely.
Works, too. This way they get right to you, so we have it.
All right, so guys, classes, Urban Pistol 1-2-3, Carbine 1-2-3, Shotgun 1-2, Low Light, No Light, CPR, AED, Quick Clot, Defensive Cane, and Defensive Pen is February 18th, I believe. We also have use of force and civilian response to an active shooter. Still waiting for dates from Napin.
Yeah, keep going.
What was your website again, Scott?
ExtensibleConsulting.com. It's not going to change, at least not today. But look, you're right. I don't get much web traffic. Word of mouth saves me.
That's
all right.
We're done?
F yous.
Oh, no. Even on New Year's, you've done it again.
Hey.
You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Way to start the way year out, right? Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of Scott
Schneier.
Schneier rhymes with
gun for hire.
Fire.
Hire. Schneier hire.
And the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Radio, including the guys in post-production in Bordentown, New Jersey, thank you so much. We love you guys. Thank you for making 2016 a banner year at Gunfire and at the range. We wish you sincerely a very happy, prosperous, healthy, and wonderful new year for you and yours. Please keep listening. Turn somebody on. Stay safe. Winston, it's time for you to say Happy New Year to the folks. Winston? Winston? That sounded a lot like goodbye. Well, all right. We love you guys. See you next week. Happy New Year.